Are you guys big race fans, or is that something not on your radar?
Oh, we've done it before, but not this weekend. You know, I was busy Friday with the Academy's graduation ceremony, and then my own daughter graduated from Bloomington North High School on Saturday, so we were busy with all those kind of events this weekend.
Well, that was a busy weekend. And I just didn't remember, and I don't know why. Well, I don't have kids that age yet, but I just having the graduation on Memorial Day weekend, that seems like we're adding a little bit more stress that we don't need to such a fun time. But on Thursday, the Bloomington Graduation School kicked everything off, and then on Friday, you guys took to the stage. Where did you have your graduation this year, Angie?
We had it at Tri-North Middle School this year. It was really nice. They have a really great auditorium space. It's actually a multi-purpose type of a room, and it's beautiful space.
And that's where the graduation school went as well. So that's great to know that Tri-North, a multi-purpose brand new building, all kinds of new bells and whistles and fun things in there. How many were in your graduating class? And tell me what you saw. And that's always an emotional night when people hit the finish line, isn't it?
Oh, it's so emotional. Yeah, we had 21 graduates this year in our class of 2024, and they are just an exceptional group, just very unique individuals. And you know what? A total of 583 college credits that group earned. Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible. And the stupid question, and I excel at those, how do they have time for all this? But that's part of the curriculum and things that happen at your school.
It is. Yeah, we have so many dual credit offerings at our school. And then they take advantage of some of the free classes that Ivy Tech always offers in the summer. And then we've been fortunate to have a partnership with Ivy Tech where our students are able to receive 3 free classes throughout the year as well.
And taking those does multiple things. Number one, when you go to the next level, it reduces time, it reduces cost. How important is that? Well, to anybody.
Correct. Yeah. Well, you know, we don't want to have any students have any type of college debt, if possible, with, you know, all that we've read in the news and media about the student loan debt crisis. So we actually had 5 students earn what's called the Indiana College Core. So that means they finished their first year of college already for free before they're entering college now. So that's really great. And we had 1 student earn his associate's degree already.
Well,
he actually graduated from Ivy Tech the weekend before he graduated high school.
Well, that's outstanding. I was talking to Dr. Martin Wolfger, the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs out there a few weeks ago. He said the same thing. His daughter graduated Ivy Tech, and then the next weekend was graduating high school. So these are fantastic options at the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. The MCCSC Early College and STEM Certified High School. Now, you're a little bit different than North and South. Tell us what makes you guys so unique.
Well, we do project-based learning as well, and it's really cool because our kids have an opportunity to learn with hands-on and community partnerships and some real-world learning experiences. They get to work in groups and collaborate and, you know, use those collaboration skills in ways that they might not get to all the time at a large comprehensive high school. So I think it really prepares them for any type of field because you really have to know how to work with other people no matter what type of environment that you're going into.
And the other part of this is, obviously, you told me your graduation class is 21. That's not large compared to the other ones. What is your average class size? What does it look like from the time you walk in the door as a freshman till you walk across that stage? You have so many opportunities here. We could do a whole hour on this.
That's so true. Our freshmen really get to know each other because they spend a lot of time in that freshman cohort when they first come in. We combine some classes together, for example, English and social studies into one class called American Studies, and it meets every day, which is not the typical norm because we're on a block schedule, which is similar to North. And so that group really gets to know each other, and that really sets the tone for the teachers to get to know them as well. So classes vary in size depending on if it's a class like that where we have all the freshmen, so potentially 25 in that class, But eventually it could get down to maybe you have 5 or 10 or 15. If you do a breakdown in the ratio, I mean, potentially if we have 90 students enrolled, which was about our number this year, and we have 10 teachers, you know, that's roughly what, you know, 1-to-9, 1-to-10 ratio. So it just depends on the type of class. But if you would divvy up everybody, you know, that's what we're looking at in terms of ratio. So really, our teachers really get to know the students very well on a personal level. And that really helps us to be able to do a lot of things really well. We get to know our students on a personal level. Like, I can tell you exactly where our 21 graduates are going and what they're doing. You could ask me about any single one of them and their hobbies and their interests, and I could tell you, because we just get to know our students that well, and we're very fortunate to be able to do that.
Well, that's what makes it exciting, and it is different, and different is okay. Angie Evans is the principal at the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship, and we hear science and entrepreneurship, but there are also other things in between there. That's kind of just a big umbrella, right? You've got a lot of spokes in that umbrella holding it up.
Yes, that's so true, and you know what? I'm so glad you said that, because we've actually done a lot of talking and thinking and brainstorming this year. We have never had a mascot. And our students have asked, and so we decided to do a vote and come up with a couple of different options. And so we had a vote, and we ended up having two choices. And the choices were between a bobcat, which I was kind of really a big fan of. You know, it's a smaller version of a cougar and a panther, which I thought might be a good choice, right? And then the other one was a wolf pack. And really, I think that kind of makes more sense for what we are, because we are more like a wolf pack. We stick together. We take care of one another. You know, we do things more in that line. And that's what actually won. So we do have a mascot now, and we're the wolf pack. But with that, we're kind of toying around with the idea of, do we want to change our name in some way? And I know, since the conception of this school, the name has changed once or even twice.
Oh, it might be more than twice, because every time I would have somebody new on, I'd be like, wait a second, weren't you the band formerly known as? But that's okay,
right?
Because you're evolving. It's evolving. Yes. Everything that goes along with this, your mascot's evolving, and that's what makes it exciting. So how do you come up with a new name? Do you petition the board? How does that even work?
Yeah, so we really don't want to do a full rebrand. Like, we think we maybe just want, we want to keep the Academy, and maybe it's like the Academy of Innovation. So because we do so many other things than just science and entrepreneurship. We also are maybe thinking, what if we could add MCCSC in there? You know, MCCSC Academy of Innovation, because there are still people out there who don't realize that we're a part of MCCSC or that we're a public high school.
Right.
And we want people to know that we're a free public high school. So, and none of that is set in stone, but yes, you're correct. We would go and present to the board, and then there would be some sort of process with the state to do the official name change as well.
Well, they've done it before, so we can dust off the manual on how how that works, and we can do it again. Angie Evans is the principal, the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. You put your graduation on Facebook so you can let people see it from all different places. That's fantastic as well. And we're talking about, who is your target student? We've talked about all these great things and class sizes and everything else. As you just mentioned, this is a public free school via MCCSC. Who is the target student, and how do we get involved for the 24-25 school year?
Well, we would really like to have incoming freshmen start with us and be with us all 4 years. But at the same time, we will take any student who is interested in a 9 through 12 education that lives in Monroe County or not. A simple transfer form request is all that is necessary. So just reach out to us or visit the website, send us an email, and we'd be happy to meet with you.
And Angie and her staff can go over all the details of how you get in, how you get after it, and how, starting from that freshman year through graduation as a senior, how it can make a difference. Is this for students who need some, I don't want to say help, that's not the right word I'm looking for, who don't want the, I don't know, 30-person classrooms? Who are we looking for to present this?
Well, when we have a student who is interested in more hands-on learning or some type of project-based learning, that might be somebody who would be interested in coming to the academy. Also, if there's a student who's really interested in potentially earning a lot of dual credits and getting that Indiana College core and that maybe that first year of college under their belt before they even get to college, that could also be potentially a student who might be interested in the academy. Somebody who's really interested in business and computer science, entrepreneurship, you know, we have several pathways in those areas. We're also going to have an esports team. Ooh. Next year, which is, I know, it's video games and it's a sport and you can participate in a club and there are also several courses that you can take and earn credits in and potentially have scholarship money in esports. So there's a huge pathway for esports, and it's a big deal right now in Indiana. So that's also very exciting.
Yeah, it's a little different homework, right, when you're trying to put together these great projects and everything else that goes with it and how that. But you have extracurricular activities. You have prom. You have art shows. You have all of this. And yes, if people want to be in the sporting world, too, you're connected to the MCCSC. That can happen as well, right?
That's right. Yes, at North or South, they can participate in any type of athletics. We've had students do wrestling. We had people do golf, baseball, the theater at North, track. We've have student. I think I still have a student participating who's going to be going to state in track this year.
Yeah, it's this weekend coming up on Saturday.
That's right.
There are options, folks. There are options to do it. And the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship, Angie Evans, is the principal. Patterson Drive over there. Well, your location is go to Crescent Donut till you smell it, and then you're really close, right? That's how you
yeah,
tell people to get there?
That's right. I mean, and that's another benefit. You can just get some donuts on your way.
Hidden behind, it's directly in between Buffalo Wild Wings and Crescent Donut as the crow flies. Would that be accurate?
That's a very good description.
Well, you ask a fat guy how to get you somewhere, and he's going to tell you the best places. He's going to tell you the best places to eat. Okay, 2024, 2025 is right around the corner of the school year. What do you guys have going on this summer, if anything? And when would you like people to start either reaching out to apply for the new school year? I know you'll take people anytime that they come by, but it's easier for staffing. It's easier for just about everything to get ahead.
Yeah, if they could reach out to us this week or next week, that would be wonderful. We have time to get those enrollment forms processed and meet with people. That would be great. But if not, you know, we're back in the office mid-July, so that would be okay as well if they want to wait until then. I'm happy to give tours or answer any questions, and our counselor is available to meet with people and answer any questions about what types of courses that we have and what you would need to do to transfer to our school.
Well, tell me about your staff. I know they're busy. They're happy that, everybody was happy on the 21st day of April, or May. Everybody knows that. Last Tuesday, that was a big deal. Last Tuesday, everybody's wrapping things up. But having a great support staff always helps as well.
That's right. That's right. Mrs. Jones is our office support staff, and she's wonderful. She will answer any question that you have, and she is probably the one that you're going to talk to whenever you call. And Mrs. Hostetler is our counselor, and she's also very knowledgeable in getting your student on the path to whatever types of goals they have for their post-secondary career. So whether they want to do college or they have a career plan or they want to enter the service, whatever that may be, she can help them achieve those goals. And then we have 10 wonderful teachers, and they're all amazing. And like I said, they get to know our students very well and are able to support them in so many ways that maybe teachers can't necessarily, just because of time and because of sheer numbers of students that the other two large high schools have. It's just a really nice benefit that we have because of the numbers of students that we have at the academy.
And I think one question that people are always wondering about, transportation, is that how does that work with the academy?
So if students live in Monroe County District, then they want to ride their bus. They ride the bus from home to their districted school of North or South. And they would get off the bus there at North or South and get onto the bus that brings them to the academy. They call it a shuttle. And then we have a little bit later start time. It's about 10 minutes later than North and South to allow for that shuttle time. And then that bus brings them here, and we have our school day. And then they do the reverse process in the afternoon. So the bus comes here at our dismissal time. The shuttle takes them back to North or South. They get off that shuttle and then get onto their home bus, and then that bus takes them home.
There you go. You don't have to worry about that either. You can just start racking up college credits to your bachelor's or associate's degree. The process, your partners in the community, you know what to get these kids ready for. So if next level education isn't on the thing, well, they're going to be skilled and ready to go for that. So a fantastic opportunity. Well, I hope you enjoy your summer. I know you'll enjoy your summer. And for any information, is the best place just to go to your webpage at the corporation site? Is that the easiest?
That would be the easiest, or to if it's going to be here in the next 2 weeks, just call our office number, and you can find that number on our website as well. But if you want to talk to somebody directly, give us a call. We'll be here.
That's it. That's the easiest way to do it. Great to hear from you, Angie. I'm glad you had a great weekend. Congratulations on your daughter's graduation as well. Are there any leftover cookies from the large party from any?
I don't think so.
Oh, then that was a good party. That was a good party. All right, have a great rest of your week, a short one as it is, and we'll see you down the road. Thank you so much for
All
your
right.
time.
Thank you.